Hi, everyone. I'm Mike Boyle from Advictorium Solutions. We are a proud Salesforce partner. Today's topic on the Advictorium Salesforce Simplified podcast is, well, Advictorium Solutions. See, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary in 2024, in May, to be specific. So we thought you might like to learn a little bit more about us, about our roots, our culture, and a little bit more about the Salesforce world. So we have invited, more like twisted his arm, Advic CEO Jeff Jones. Hello, Jeff. Welcome.
Good morning.
And our president, Brian Mize, to talk to us about all those things. Brian, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
And welcome back. Actually, Brian, you were with us on a Salesforce Simplified podcast a while back when we talked about the latest in technology trends with our good buddy from Salesforce, Ben McCarthy. So welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So in my 5 years here as a fellow Advician, Jeff, I have heard you tell this story internally, but I never get tired of hearing it. Give us the backstory of when and how you and Brian got together to form Advictorium Solutions.
Yeah, so, you know, as I say, you know, a long time ago in a galaxy far away, which means a long time ago, Brian and I worked together for the first time. I was an integration architect. Brian was just part of an IT team. And funny enough, our first initiative together was actually to integrate Salesforce, which was not necessarily as common at the time. And that venture went well. Brian and I kept in touch over the years as our careers developed. I helped grow a consulting practice. Brian had gotten deeper into the Salesforce space. But as Salesforce expanded their offerings and became much more than just a CRM, we recognized the opportunity is there for us to break away and go get involved with this deeper and help cultivate success within the Salesforce ecosystem. And, you know, the funny story goes, I finally convinced Brian to join me on this adventure. And his, you know, his first comment was, okay, I'm in, but you quit your job first. And so I don't know what he was expecting, but I did that rather quickly. And when I called to tell him the deed had been done, he was kind of like, damn, I haven't even told my wife what's going on yet. Now I got to go home and explain this whole thing and let her know that I will be turning in notice. So it moved pretty quickly once we decided we were going to do it.
Brian, anything to add to that story?
No, other than he's right. My first answer was you first. And, you know, you talk to a lot of people that have a lot of great ideas. One of the things that I've always respected about Jeff is his ability to follow through. But I didn't really think about that when he said, hey, let's do this. And I said, you first. Wasn't really sure he'd do it. But when he did, I have a lot of confidence in him, a lot of faith in the vision that he had, and was certainly happy to join him.
Jeff, the other story that I love just as much as the backstory is the story of how we got our name, Advictorium Solutions. Tell us that story.
It's not trivial coming up with a name, right? Because you want to make sure that it has meaning to who you are and what you're doing. And then good luck finding something that hasn't already been taken, you know, on the internet so that people can find you. And so I actually had my wife kind of go to work on figuring that out. And she had remembered that I had a strong affinity for this Art Deco Darth Vader poster that has the statement, victory is imminent on it. And she really latched on to the concept of victory, kind of the meaning behind it and taking on large, challenging initiatives and driving through to success. And so she looked around, she came up with in Latin, Victorium is victory in Latin, obviously. And, but I thought that was a little old fashioned. And she said, well, you know, she'd come across it because Advictorium is actually a Roman battle call. And of course I perked up at that and I thought, well, that's fantastic. I like that a lot. So, you know, Advictorium and the meaning behind it with victory is kind of what we based our concept and how we want to be identified going forward. And fortunately, we were able to get that domain, though we had to add the solutions to it, but that tags well into what we're doing. But within a year of launching, a video game was launched with the Advictorium cry in it, and it took us a while to get off of page two of search because that game was so popular. But we're there now. We're top of the list, which is good. And that poster actually hangs in my office now.
Well, I hope everybody was paying attention, because that is going to be the answer to a trivia question one day. I promise you that.
All right.
So, Brian, you know, as we reflect on a decade of growth and success, and as we celebrate our 10th anniversary, talk about some of the key milestones that stand out to you in our company's history so far.
Probably one of the first milestones was just finding our first customer. It wasn't as easy as hanging an open sign and saying, hey, we're smart, we're good, come see us. Getting that customer number one was definitely a milestone. After that, probably the second milestone that I often think about is just getting the first check. It totaled $1,750. That was a huge marker that somebody had paid us to do what we do and that we had done it well. Started to make some progress after that. We signed a couple of larger, for us at the time, larger deals. And that led to another milestone, bringing David Litton onto the team, having somebody that is paid to do the same thing that we're doing as we try to take care of our customers and grow the business. A lot of milestones have happened in the years after that. Not all of them as positive as I'd like them to be. But some of the more standout markers would be moving into HQ right there in Alpharetta, getting the VIC up and running in 2020. And then one of the more impactful milestones would be kicking off the very first Elevate class. And that's proven to be a gift that keeps on giving year after year and has been very rewarding to watch as well. We're a decade in. It's hard to believe that we've done as many things as we have, but all of them speak to what Jeff was just talking about, charging to victory. I'm looking forward to the next decade, to the next milestone, and to the next group of elevators that come in and grow into leaders in the space to establish new milestones.
And for those listening, you referred to HQ and the VIC. We have two locations in Alpharetta, Georgia, our home base, and that's how we internally refer to both of them. One is HQ and the other one is the VIC. Very briefly, Brian, I'm kind of throwing this at you without any real warning, but you brought up Elevate. I think it's very important. Could you just tell folks what the Elevate program is?
Sure. We'll talk a little bit later in this, I believe, about kind of how we've got to where we are a little bit. But one of the things that has enabled us to grow is being able to look across the landscape and recognize when technology is changing, when talent changes. We had the ability several years back to look out and notice that, like Salesforce was saying, there's a shortage of people in the space that can work on Salesforce. Jeff is a big supporter of the University of Georgia, graduate of the University of Georgia. And with his relationships there, we were able to build a relationship to recruit college students as they're graduating from the University of Georgia and some other universities as well, and bring them into a structured training program that takes them from really zero or very little Salesforce experience on day one to being certified consultants just a few short months later, plugging them into customer projects and allowing them to grow their skill sets in a short amount of time. That allowed us to bridge a talent gap that others have really struggled with, but because of the Elevate group, we've been able to weather that well.
It's a really cool program. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about the Elevate program, just go to our website. It's advic.com, ADVIC.com. Head to the careers section in the navigation and you'll find some information about the Elevate program there.
Brian, I would just say, want to point out, like, we do get a lot of folks from Georgia. Obviously, I went to Georgia, big fans. But we've gotten some great talent out of other universities as well. I think Brooke and AJ would, out of the University of Florida, would argue that case for you well.
Well said.
Good point. So, Jeff, your turn to do a little bit of reflecting on the past 10 years. What's made Advic different?
From my perspective, which may be jaded, right, is, you know, one, we pride ourselves on our technical skill sets because they're really deep and they're foundational. As I tell people, there's no sense in dreaming it if you don't have a way to actually bring it to actualization and build it. But there's a lot of shops out there that have, you know, strong technical talent as well. For me, as I look at the differentiator, right, you know, we try to pride ourselves on not just being order takers. And I say that, and I believe we've heard that from Salesforce itself a lot lately and the customers that they've introduced us to, in that we come in and we collaborate with customers and try to work with them on maximizing their strengths, eliminating or minimizing weaknesses, and working with them to think differently on how they're taking on digital transformation, right? Because this is kind of the opportunity that lies before them. And I tell people often, like, if you want to do true digital transformation, don't just take what you do today and do it a different, you know, do it the same way, whether that be Salesforce or any other technology, right? Leverage the technology and its strengths to change and spring much further forward. Because if you just do it the way you've been doing it today and you don't like that, you're probably still going to wake up and not like it very much. So we challenge people to think a little bit differently and deeper on their approach to digital transformation, enablement, and things along that line. With things like AI coming out and being very prevalent, we're sending the same message, right? There are a lot of opportunities there for you to capitalize and move rapidly forward as opposed to incrementally forward. I would also say, and we've already hit on this once, but that's why we have a heavy focus on growing our own talent internally as much as possible. Not that we don't ever find, you know, really good people outside of our Elevate program, but when we bring them in and they're very, you know, malleable and we can mold them and teach that from the get-go, we find they can ramp quicker and they're very excited about the things we're doing and can bring success quickly.
Brian, want to focus for a moment here on values and principles, things that have been instrumental in shaping the work environment here at Advictorium Solutions over the past 10 years. How would you describe what many call a very unique culture here at our company?
So at our outset, one of our guiding principles really was the ability or the commitment, rather, to just shooting straight, being honest and transparent with our teams, with our partners, with our customers, with what technology can do, with what it can't do. Jeff mentioned a moment ago, consulting instead of order taking, doing what we said we would do. That's been painful at times, but it's core to who we are. At the earliest, we wanted a place where people who wanted to work hard and succeed had the opportunity to do that and to be given honest and frank feedback on where they were doing well and maybe where we could improve on. I remember a Salesforce AE once saying that he likes to work with Advic because of those values, because as Jeff said a moment ago, our ability to consult, our ability to communicate, our ability to not hide the issues, but to speak frankly to them, to communicate with the customer, to communicate with our team members, and to help our customers and our Salesforce partners really to grow their respective businesses. My hope as we kick off the next decade is that we continue living on that. We continue being transparent with one another. We continue a place where people who want to work hard, who want to succeed, who want to grow professionally are given the opportunity to do that and they're recognized for doing it. And we continue to build a culture where those contributions are valued. And frankly, where we continue to do what we said we were going to do 10 years ago.
Well, that's culture, which kind of leads us into challenges. Jeff, I wanted to just chat with you a second about challenges. Every company has one. Can you share any significant company challenges and how our team has overcome them in these 10 years?
We work with a lot of businesses. Most have a lot more than one challenge, right? there's a lot of challenges. For us, like the very, very first challenge for us, and it was probably the biggest, is to build something out of nothing. As Brian mentioned earlier, you don't just kind of hang your shingle and people come running, especially in today's virtual world. You know, it took us 9 months, I think, to get our very first customer, right? And I was always uncomfortable answering questions like, how long you been in business? 3 months, 6 months, how many people? Two, right? That can be very scary for organizations. So finding those first few customers that were willing to kind of take a chance on us was extremely difficult. But fortunately, by the time we got to a full calendar year, we had overcome that. And since we had proven ourselves and gained a lot of trust, had a lot of growth in that first 2 or 3 years, which was fantastic. I mean, we still have growth, but when you're, you know, two people and growing to, you know, 10, 15, 20 within 12 months, that's a lot of growth. And I would say that's one of our, you know, what I tell people is one of the bigger challenges is as you double in size, you almost have to reinvent the company, not necessarily the core values or things that we're doing, but how we operate as a business is very, very different, as you might imagine, from when we were 5, 10, 20, 40 people, and now well over 100. How you handle those things can be quite challenging. Although the challenges we've addressed, and as Brian talked about, we're kind of building our own team from the ground up, right? So that we had that culture built in from the beginning. And you know, I won't hit it again, but we talked about our Elevate program And then, you know, a continuing challenge today, at least for me, is, you know, executing on the now while building for what's ahead. What are the things that are going to be even disruptive to our own business? And how do we plan for it while continuing to effectively execute on what we're doing today?
Well, that's a really good point, and it leads me into my next question for Brian. It's about staying ahead of the curve. You know, how has Advic adapted to changes in the Salesforce ecosystem and the broader market for the future?
That's an interesting question. Overall, I think we've done a good job most of the time in recognizing shifts in the market and in technology and in talent and a lot of the other challenges, frankly, that pop up. We've done a pretty good job of being ahead of those, of recognizing when they're coming and then adjusting to them. One of the differences in Advic that maybe a lot of other places don't have is that we've got technical skills. Jeff mentioned earlier that he was an integration architect. From him all the way through the newest person that we have on our delivery teams and our leadership teams, we have a lot of technical skills, a lot of technical background. And that, frankly, gives us a different perspective. It's allowed us to shift our stance sometimes in a way that it doesn't neglect our customer base, but it does enhance our ability to deliver on new technologies. Key to that is remaining abreast of the landscape, remaining abreast of technologies as they're coming down the pipe, staying in tune with advances that are being made faster sometimes than maybe we even recognize it as a whole. Not being complacent with where we are, but stretching ourselves to flex into those new spaces. AI is a great example of that. So is our commitment to B2B earlier on, and even to Elevate, going back to that, being ahead of that change as it was coming down and training up some amazing talent. And the key to it all really has always been to not grow complacent, but to maintain a solid level of situational awareness, of self-awareness of our company, our people, and of what we have coming down the pipe.
You know, it's funny. I just kind of noticed this. We've talked about two words that begin with C. We talked about culture. We've talked about changes. Jeff, I want to talk to you about the third word that begins with C. That's communities. Many successful companies engage within their communities. How has Advic been involved in community initiatives? And why has this aspect been so important for us?
From our perspective, it's important to us because it's part of our core value system, right? A lot of the reasons why we started the business is, you know, I'd been in consulting for a long time, and the perception is consulting can be very much a sweatshop. And it is intense and there's a lot going on, but we always want to make sure that we looked after the people that worked for us and provided more. You know, we became a B Corp back when people thought it was a little fringes. It's very middle of the road maybe now for people to talk about the things we took on back in 2014 and 15. But as it relates to community itself, we kind of break it down into two ways, right? We have a lot of people based here in Atlanta, but we also have a lot of remote team members too. And we find people will get much more passionate about getting involved if it's local to them. So we provide all of our team members 40 hours a year of what we call VTO, which is volunteer time off, to go do things they're passionate about in their own communities. And it doesn't count against PTO or their bonusing or things of that model. And then organizationally, since we are based here out of Atlanta, a lot of team members here, what we have is we support a group called the Georgia English Bulldog Rescue. A lot of our team members are very focused on animals and pets. So that's a cause that's very near and dear to us. We support the bulldogs battling breast cancer. We've adopted a rhino. And then we, you know, adopted a road locally. Once a quarter, we try to get a number of team members together. We go pick up trash on the side of the road and then go, you know, have drinks and dinner that evening. So those are just a couple of examples of how we try to get everybody involved in community affairs.
Yeah, and I'm attached to the marketing department here at Advic, and we just finished a volunteer program where we rebuilt the website for the Barkville Dog Rescue. You know, those are just, you know, fun things that we're able to do here at Advic, and really grateful that we're able to do those things. Brian, looking ahead, how do you envision the company continuing to make a positive impact in the Salesforce ecosystem?
Well, for the next decade, I would hope that we would continue to develop and grow great talent, people, putting people on the track to personal and professional growth, maintaining that touch with the changing landscape, iterating on the needs of our customers, all of those things. But as we look at the marketplace, as we look at the next 10 years, as we look at how fast technology changes. We have to recognize that in 10 years, a lot of what we're talking about today will be antiquated. But what's not going to change are the people that are going to be needed to develop, to innovate, to listen to and deliver on the needs of the customers. So growing that talent, giving people the opportunity to succeed, putting them and the company in a position to partner with Salesforce, to partner with our customers, to continue to grow their technology so that they can continue to maintain their spot in their marketplace. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited about where we're headed. I'm energized by the team, by the people that we have in place, by the new technologies that are coming, by Jeff's vision and his leadership on leaning into the technology and making the decisions that help us to fill those gaps. It's going to be a great next 10 years.
And Jeff, I just wanted to wrap up with you and get your thoughts on people who might be aspiring to enter the Salesforce consulting field like you've done, especially in this era of AI, which is so exciting and changing by the minute. What advice do you have for those folks in terms of skill development and staying relevant in the industry?
Well, obviously, we're still very bullish on Salesforce and the Salesforce ecosystem. They are an extremely innovative company. So, you know, we've been very happy with our choice to be near it. What I would tell people, though, is you have to understand that it is continuous learning when you come into technology, right? It's not learn it once and that's all you'll ever do. I mean, I guess there are still opportunities if you don't want to, but if you want to excel and kind of embrace and grow with it, you have to understand it's continuous learning and change. So be prepared for that change. Because we're in the business of change management for people. That is, digital transformation is change for people, or at least they should be embracing that change to make it most effective. And I would say, like, team members who joined even just a few years ago had no concepts around things like prompt engineering as it relates to AI and generative AI and so forth. So as that comes rapidly, they'll need to embrace and learn those things and how they apply and how they can best leverage them. So what I would tell people is that the opportunity is in the chaos, right? Don't get overwhelmed about the chaos. Recognize that when you have a lot of change coming, that is the opportunity. And a lot of people have heard me say here recently, and this is where I'll age myself a little bit, is that a lot of what we're seeing today, especially as it relates to AI, it reminds me of the early days of the internet. Like, a lot of buzz in the early days, but, you know, initially you couldn't even order a pizza online, right? It's very static. But for those people who had visions of what could be and the idea of commerce online and buying things, you know, that people hadn't really gotten their mind around, like, that's where the opportunity lies, and it can be very, very exciting. And I feel like we're in one of those exciting inflection points right now that people will, you know, embrace and enjoy looking back on one day.
Brian, anything you would add to that?
I would really echo what Jeff was just saying about anymore. It's not enough to just go, for example, and sit through a 40-hour training and get an admin or a sales cloud consultant certification and then have the idea that you are on top of the game and you're able to step right in and make a big difference. If one wishes to go into Salesforce consulting today, the minimum has to be pretty high. You have to engage in a lot of research across the marketplace on what changes are coming, what are customers seeing, what is the marketplace saying. Jeff talked about being able to order pizza, and that example is still really relevant today on customers who want to enable their customers to be able to order things online and to be able to customize them and paint this panel that color and make so many changes there that if we just check the minimum box, we aren't going to be in a position to be able to consult with them, to be able to lead them to the next level of their technology. And we're not going to be in a position to grow ourselves personally either. So to move into Salesforce consulting, I would say you really got to aim high and you have to continue to challenge yourself and to develop yourself because the technology is just changing that fast. Salesforce releases 3 updates a year. So it's adjusting and changing 3 times a year. You have to stay abreast of that. You have to be comfortable recognizing that you aren't going to have the answers. It's going to take some research.
Jeff Jones is the CEO of Advictorium Solutions. Brian Mize is the president of Advictorium Solutions. Thank you both for joining us today to talk about at Victorium Solutions as we celebrate our 10th anniversary here in 2024. Guys, can we make a date? Can we do this again in 10 years? What do you say?
Well, that's what I was thinking, Mike, that you'll get me on one of these again in maybe 10 years.
Brian, your commitment?
I'm down. Let's do it. Let's do it in 10 years. Let's do it in 5 years. Let's make Jeff uncomfortable.
There you go. Book it, guys. Book it. Thank you so much. To the audience, if this is your first time listening to our podcast, I would be very grateful, as would Jeff and Brian, too, if you'd consider giving this podcast and all of our podcasts a 5-star review. You can do that on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And you can also subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to a podcast. I'm Mike Boyle from Advictorium Solutions. Thank you for listening to the Salesforce Simplified podcast from Advictorium Solutions. Our next episode is just around the corner.